Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Friends and family. It is with great honor that I stand here before you today. I'd like to take this opportunity to honor Bishop Paul T. Murren, who is the founder of the Indian National Apostolic Diocese of India, whose vision was to recognize, equip, certify, and legitimize pastors of the free churches so that pastors may have dignity and self-worth when they're ministering amongst the people they're called to. I would also like to thank Bishop Prince Murren for representing Bishop Paul T. Murren here today. Bishop Kirby Delanerol, Pastor Fiona Delanerol, and our dear Mel of the Apostolic Diocese of Ceylon for taking the time to be here to officiate this ordination. I would also like to thank all the pastors who are a part of the ADD for being here today. All the friends and family who have traveled from afar to be present here to witness this momentous occasion, we are eternally grateful to all of you. The Indian National Apostolic Diocese is one of the largest and only state-recognized Pentecostal charismatic dioceses in India, which consists of 11,500 independent pastors who have episcopally ordained and ecclesiastically become clergymen to function according to their ordination under one umbrella. And as the INA chapter in Dubai, our vision as the Apostolic Diocese of Dubai is to continue in Bishop Paul T. Murren's vision, where we will equip, train, certify, and ordain pastors to become clergymen and support them with ecclesiastical credentials so that they can have dignity and become legitimate ministers of the gospel first, so that their own churches in this region and around the world will be blessed. Amen. The Apostolic Diocese of Dubai, which is the Dubai chapter of the INA, was founded by my late spiritual father, Pastor Neil Obesekere, in the year 2016. He was also the first pastor to plant a charismatic church in Dubai. What an inheritance. Come on. He was a man of faith. And through all his suffering in this land, he pioneered a move of God in this region that will have an eternal blessing for generations to come. Can we just honor him for the work that Pastor Neil and Pastor Savi have done in this region? For over 36 years of laboring in this land, today we are a reward. We're carrying on the blessing of what he has done in this land. So today we honor you, Pastor Neil. And as his bishop commissary, it was my great privilege to serve under his bishopric to create the structure and the legislation required to launch the diocese. Today, it was my great honor to ordain his second daughter, Tanika, as a pastor over the New Covenant Church in Dubai. The same church that her father pastored, Tanika will pastor under the authority of the Holy Spirit in her life. Bishop Paul T. Murren's vision, which is by love, serve one another, is a great foundation for us to build upon. Serve the people of this nation and bring a reformation to the free churches in this region. Christianity in the UAE dates back to the early 7th and the 8th century when Nestorian monks had arrived here. They built a monastery in Sir Banias Island and had lived in this region peacefully. Archaeologists who had discovered the monastery have stated that there was no empirical evidence that these early Christians were killed or harmed in any which way, but they actually lived peacefully. They actually lived peacefully with the inhabitants of this land and eventually moved on towards the east. This proves to us that the core values of tolerance and mutual harmony is closely knitted into the very DNA of the Emiratis. The UAE is a peaceful nation where everyone is welcome to practice their faith and every religion is respected. However, in the 15th century, the Portuguese conquest came across the shores of Corfacan, and they did not demonstrate peace and harmony. They killed men, women, and children, included, and destroyed its inhabitants. This act of conquest, using the method of war, was known by the locals as the Christian Deeds. We see throughout the ages, a type of Christianity spread throughout this region through the warring conquest of the Crusaders, which did more harm than spreading the gospel through peace. However, in the 18th century, a British captain by the name of Thomas Thompson sought to protect the British trading routes via the Gulf, used a different approach. He signed a peace treaty called the Truchel States with its inhabitants of the land because he was driven by his faith in Jesus Christ. The trade routes were protected and everyone benefited when peace and mutual harmony was the approach. In the year 1889, the Arabian Mission was established and Christians became solution providers to this region by building schools for education, clinics and hospitals to provide health care for the sick and the needy inhabitants of this land. This, the Apostolic Diocese of Dubai, is a solution-based ministry. Because we can see and learn from our history that a solution-based ministry has been welcomed by the UAE rather than a forceful conversion-based ministry. As I've lived in Dubai for over 22 years, I have learned and understood that the core values of the Emirati people is peace, tolerance and harmony amongst religions and people groups, and the expressions and the manifestations of God's love in humanity. The Bible reveals to us the only two commandments that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples in every Christian is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. He did not command us to love our neighbors based on a criteria. He never gave us a standard that they should meet, but to love everyone in the same way we love God and we love ourselves. Peace, tolerance, and religious harmony, which are the expressions of love, are truly exemplified in the Emirati culture. And as the Apostolic Diocese of Dubai, we will be a solutions-based ministry that focuses on bringing reconciliation in love. Our mandate as a solutions-based ministry under the bishopric governance is to train and equip and qualify pastors to become reverends under the Open University of the INA, so that the pastors of the free churches have dignity in their service to their people. The Bible encourages us to honor the government by submitting to them and also pray for those who are in authority over you. And a part of our mandate is to equip pastors of the free churches and Christians with the knowledge of the Emirati culture and the laws of the government so that we can honor their culture and abide peacefully by their laws. A contextual example would be that this nation is a Muslim nation. It is not a Christian nation. And we must equip pastors to honor the religion of this nation by communicating effectively without creating division and hostility. Another example would be, we understand that the people of this land believe that the Prophet Muhammad is the only prophet. And in times past, we've had Christians who operate in the prophetic gift or as minor prophets promote themselves as prophets in this land. This is culturally insensitive and will create hostility rather than peace. And as the Apostolic Diocese of Dubai, it will be part of our mandate to equip spiritually gifted individuals or so-called individuals in the ministry to consider themselves as pastors in this region so that we can respect and honor the culture and the traditions of the UAE. We encourage pastors and Christians that are operating in the gifts of the Spirit and in the offices of Christ that you do not need a promotion by title. Another example that is a part of our mandate is to equip pastors and Christians that Jesus did not come to the earth to convert people from other religions into Christianity. But Jesus' message was one of reconciliation between God and man. Our mandate is to equip pastors and Christians with the knowledge that we are brothers who have descended from Abraham, whether physically or spiritually. In fact, the UAE has revealed to the world its maturity and true intention when they signed the Abraham Accords with Israel, ensuring peace and stability in this region. There is much for the church and the Christians in this region to learn from the UAE. And the Apostolic Diocese of Dubai stands with the government of the UAE, will support the laws and honor the religion of this land. We encourage all the pastors of the free churches to join together with our mandate and come under the episcopalian governance of the Apostolic Diocese of Dubai so that we can live peacefully together, abide by the laws, honor the culture of the Emiratis, and have a solid representation to the government. We also welcome interreligious dialogue so that we can mature in our understanding to facilitate religious harmony in this region. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, we stand on the shoulders of giants who have paved the way for us with their laid down lives. By making the crooked paths straight and having the boldness to dream greater dreams for this generation and generations to come. I am grateful for the opportunity and the responsibility to bear the yoke of the kingdom, being established to the trust of the INA. I was dedicated at birth to God, to serve His kingdom and to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. But it was the effective prayers of a loving mother, the guidance of a steadfast father, the gracious embrace of spiritual parents, the fervent desire of two of my greatest influences in my life. A gentle but rock-solid righteous wife. And a holistic, committed, and faithful community called Life Church Global. That has formed me and brought me to this moment in my life. But I do believe that this mandate that is placed upon me is not just for me, but it is for us as a family. We have not reached the pinnacle of greatness yet, but our work has just begun. It has been defined and aligned to the greater purposes of the will of God and for our church family. We will, and I'm prophesying now, we will overcome new giants together. We will calm new storms together. We will move mountains together. Because we will stand strong together in faith as a community, a family under God, and together we will provide kingdom solutions and see the fullness of the kingdom of heaven manifest itself on the earth. I want to thank each one of you for being here and for those of you who are watching online. This is not just my mission, but this is our mission together. This is not my diocese, but it is our diocese. This family will grow together. There will be many other churches that will join together with us. I want you to get ready, because there are sons and daughters in this city and in this nation who need to become legitimate pastors. And we will serve them. We will build their churches. We will bring and equip them so that they can be effective solution providers in this nation. Let us join together and live peacefully in this land so that we can bring a reformation to the church in this land and a transformation to the world. I would request for you to stand as I proclaim upon you the blessing of the Lord. If you could just lift your hands up. May the Lord our God bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God our Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen.